A grace-based new creation statement helps you tell the truth about your past without allowing the past to define your entire identity. This is not positive thinking that denies reality. It is scriptural self-conversation rooted in the saving work of Jesus Christ. Begin by naming the past honestly. I lied. I betrayed someone's confidence. I acted selfishly. I misused authority. I neglected a responsibility. I made a decision that caused harm. Avoid vague language, but do not turn your confession into a permanent identity statement. There is an important difference between saying, I acted dishonestly, and saying, I am nothing but a dishonest person and can never change. The first statement identifies conduct that requires repentance. The second declares a hopeless identity that leaves no room for grace or transformation. Next, acknowledge responsibility. You might say, I accept responsibility for my choices. I recognize that my actions affected other people. I will not blame someone else for what belonged to me. I am willing to accept appropriate consequences. Then receive God's verdict in Christ. Romans 8 says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5 teaches that anyone in Christ is a new creation. 1 John 1 assures believers that God forgives and cleanses those who confess their sins. Your statement might say, through Jesus Christ, I am forgiven and being made new. I am not morally innocent because I excuse myself. I am forgiven because Christ is merciful. My failure is part of my history, but it is not my controlling identity. Next, name the direction of repentance. I am learning to speak truthfully. I am practicing accountability. I am repairing what can be repaired. I am respecting the boundaries of those I harmed. I am developing new habits of faithfulness. Finally, entrust what you cannot change to Christ. You cannot return to yesterday. You may not be able to restore every relationship. You may not receive the response you desire. You can still walk faithfully today. A complete grace-based new creation statement might sound like this. I acknowledge that I acted wrongly when I underscore, 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 underscore. I accept responsibility for the harm and consequences that belong to me. I have confessed my sin to God, and I am making appropriate repair where possible. Through Jesus Christ, I receive forgiveness and reject ongoing self-condemnation. My past is part of my story, but it is not my final identity. In Christ, I am being made new. Today I will practice underscore, 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 underscore. I entrust the people I harmed, the consequences I cannot remove, and my future to Jesus Christ. Read your statement slowly. Notice any resistance within you. You may feel grief, bodily tension, embarrassment, or fear. Bring those responses before God rather than allowing them to become another reason to hide. You are not declaring that the past did not matter. You are declaring that Jesus Christ matters more.